going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
Well, I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'll say this, and I bet this is going to be super relatable.
Okay.
This is how I feel about the Ricky Pearsall injury. And if you're just joining us, Ricky Pearsall's got a hammy.
And tweak.
They're going to hold him out until training camp. Is it a big concern? Well, you tell us. This is what Kyle Shanahan sounded like.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for mini camp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to mini camp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there. But he should be healthy by then.
Okay, so and mini camp, that's 2 weeks.
Yep,
that's 2 weeks from now. So. I don't know if that makes everyone feel better. It's like, yeah, he's probably healthy by then, but why? Like, why are we going to throw him out there for 2 day practice in June and risk right. anything? Like, why? Why
yeah, would we do no, that? There's yeah. no reason to do it. And no. that might be the same case with Jair Brown, who had a procedure to his ankle, which he'll be back for camp. So it's not like a complete reconstruction. So when you have these little tweaks, these little injuries, there's no point in trying to get a guy back out there. You know what you have in Ricky. He's your first-round pick. You know that you're going to want him healthy in September.
Okay, all true. Agreed. But it's an alarm. I'll tell you why it's an alarm. There's no worry in this moment about Ricky Pearsall missing games this year. But you want to know what this feels like to me? Especially when we talk about the wide receiver room. Like, holy hell. Let's think about the last 12 months of the wide receiver room. It's the same guy who got shot last year at Union Square. You've had the Brandon Ayuk hold out. And the drama, and then the major injury. Yet everything that Debo went through last year, shoving long snappers, calling for the ball more, dropping the ball in the middle of Thursday Night Football for a touchdown, and now he's been traded to the Washington Commanders. This has all happened just in the wide receiver room. Then they sign someone, and I think it could end up being a really good signing, but they've signed someone who's probably going to get suspended to start the year. And then you get this, which... on its own is no big deal, but it's not on its own. It lays in all of that. And so if you'd asked me yesterday, I'd be like, no, everything's fine in the wide receiver room. And then you get this one piece of news, and all of a sudden you go, oh, crap, no, we can't afford that. So I feel this very much feels like whenever you, like, wake up and go to your banking app, and you're like, nah, everything looks great. Like, we're good, honey. I think we can go on vacation this summer. It's all laid out. We've budgeted it. It's perfect. And then you get home from work and your roof is leaking or your refrigerator is broken or your car breaks down in the driveway. And all of a sudden you're like, ooh, this one expense that we didn't see coming makes me feel completely different about the larger picture. because we didn't budget for that.
Right.
And that's how I feel about the Niner, especially wide receiver room, and maybe even extend it to other spots on this team. It's like we can feel good about it right now, but that's because we're not factoring in the injuries that are definitely going to come. I don't know about the depth of this team.
I don't like your comp because it hits way too close to home.
I shouldn't have said roof. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because
your car or your fridge.
Well, my daughter, who we pay for her to go to preschool, June and July she doesn't go. Right. So we're already thinking, all right, June and July, get a little extra disposable. And then, oh, you need a new roof.
See, so that's opposite for me in the summertime because I don't teach. And so I have to plan.
And they got
to
go somewhere.
Right. I got to I'm like a squirrel, man. I'm sticking little things in pockets over here.
Well, and the kid's got to go to camp.
Right.
And he plays seven sports.
Good Lord.
So thanks. I don't want to get too far off the road.
Another one of those tonight.
Yeah, you're darn right you are because the kid loves sports and you love him. So where's the wallet, Dad? But you're right about this. And I wasn't feeling great about the wide receiver room, but you were starting to get me sold on the Purdy to Pearsall. And, you know, the more you think about those two guys growing up together, and Ricky did show good signs toward the end of the year. And so, yeah, Juwan and Pearsall, and I won't bore everyone with 21 personnel references until we get to the season, but that means you only use two receivers, and that's about 40% of their snaps. So you don't need a ton of receivers in this offense, but now you don't have Ayuk. Robinson, I believe, will be gone for a stint. And
probably,
you know, Ricky Pearsall's got a tweak, and Cowan caught four passes. So are we going to do a lot of 22 personnel?
No, see,
with just Juwan?
But Pearsall's fine. But what today, I think, provides you a picture of is what happens if this same news comes not on May 29th, but on August 29th. What if this happens? And that's kind of the view that I'm taking today, which is, you know, it gives you a window into how you actually feel about this team. You know, you could wrap your head around the draft picks and you can buy into all of it. Kay Adams was at camp last week talking to Mykel Williams, and she thinks he's going to be defensive. D-R-O-Y. Okay, great. All right. We've nailed the draft. Everything's wonderful. We've gotten to know all the names, and Christian McCaffrey is going to be back healthy. More on that in a second because Kyle did address that. You can convince yourself of all of these things. And then, hey, Warrior fans, what happens when one step goes the wrong way?
You lose.
Gone.
Right.
Strength in numbers is a former phrase for the Warriors, and I said it prior to the playoffs. Strength in numbers no longer exists here, and I think the same is true for the San Francisco 49ers, and that's my biggest concern going into this year.
Well, that would be Brock Purdy with a tweaked hamstring because he is their Steph Curry because he's their quarterback.
But there are more than just Brock Purdy. There's Fred Warner.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? There's D'Amador Lenore. Like, who? At what position group are you comfortable sustaining an injury right now?
If they had to sustain one?
Yeah.
Man, probably none. Maybe
there you go.
Maybe corner, because the team is high on the rookie corner that's coming in. And,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Some guy.
Offensive line, we have question marks about the starting five themselves. Linebacker, who are you outside of Fred? So, yeah, safety, you mentioned it. Jair Brown's out. And
Malik Mustafa out.
And Hufanga's gone. So, who's going to be playing safety?
Mm.
Maybe running back would be the area, because you do have, you know, McCaffrey and Garendo, and, you know, you've got some decent depth there, but, I mean, you're going to probably have some running back attrition just because that's football, right?
For sure, yeah. Christian McCaffrey, if I set his game total this year at 17 and a half, you know, or 16 and a half, you're going to take the under.
Right.
You're going to take the under.
I'd like to set it at about 14 and a half, and maybe that line goes up based on what Kyle Shanahan said today.
Here's what he said.
Christian is pretty, he's as ready as any player I've ever been around. When he gets hurt, you know, he's got to rehab and get better. Right now, he's healthy as can be. We got to kind of protect him from himself. But Christian has a good idea of what he needs to do right now. He's doing a lot less than he normally would do, but I know he's excited on how healthy he feels and the fact that he can get out there.
Okay, first of all, I like that. He's as healthy as he possibly could be. That's awesome. Peep that phrase, though. We need to protect him from himself.
Yes.
You ever heard that before? Herm Edwards on this show last July talking about Ricky Pearsall, whom he coached in college.
He's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself, you know. And I told John and them that when they drafted him, I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. This is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. That's Herm talking about Ricky.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Almost a year ago, and specifically talking about his hamstrings.
Now, I don't know if we yet know if it's the same hamstring or if it's the other hamstring.
I don't know.
Because you have one on each leg.
You do have two,
And
yes.
I was just looking. Last year, he was limited in OTAs due to a shoulder injury. Then you get to training camp, and he tweaks the hammy. Then the near tragic fatal shooting.
Jeez.
And then this year you get the hammy again. So, I mean, you put the shooting aside because that is an uncontrollable
freak accident.
Absolutely. Yeah. But two hammies in a shoulder, somehow we have to figure out maybe a different mode for him in off-season training, because this is two seasons where that's a problem.
Well, I think it's, you know, fans love players like this. You know, this is the kind of thing that, like, if you're a parent of a kid like this, it's a humble brag when you're telling other people, oh, okay, I gotta remind him to go outside and see his friends because he's just doing his schoolwork all the time. That's what we're saying here about Pearsall and McCaffrey. You've got to protect them from themselves. You know, and so that's not like a bad thing, but at the same time, maybe it is a little bit. Maybe it is a little bit. I don't know how you get these guys to hit the brakes a little bit because, again, if you do look at this roster right now, they can't afford this. You know, so when we assess the 49ers this year, when we get a little bit later on in the summer and whatnot, I think you got to take this into account. Like, I think they can be a really good team, but they – and no NFL team stays fully healthy.
Yeah.
But they need some blessings this year. They are going to need some luck.
Well, that's every team.
But, like, even to a larger degree.
I would agree with it to the extent that you take the team 2 years ago that went to the Super Bowl, deeper team. And your twos who you could lean on were better than your twos were last year. And right now, your twos are question marks.
And until the Super Bowl, they did have a lot of luck in
exactly.
terms of health. They had a lot of luck in terms of health.
Right, and last year you had less luck in terms of health. And then when you had to go to backups... And I'm thinking about you, Devondre Campbell. First and last time his name will be said, but you were the backup, and you quit on the team. So, yeah, you need luck, and you also need depth, and we don't know about the depth yet with this new team.
Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries' specific channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. There it'll be. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game at 3:30. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Vic Tafer covering the 49ers will join us at 5. 888-957-9570. Anything you want to weigh in on with regard to that conversation, go ahead, fire away. 888-957-9570. We'll take your phone calls next and also get back to the Anthony Slater article with regard to warrior agendas and which one matters to you. More on that. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for minicamp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to minicamp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there, but he should be healthy by then.
What are you asking exactly? I'm still confused by your question.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You know what my favorite part today about Kyle was? Is that he didn't sound annoyed yet.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Rested and refreshed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like all of you on a Monday.
Really?
Yeah, when your boss says hello.
Yeah.
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Sounds like my wife right now facing one more day of school.
Oh, ooh.
School's out tomorrow.
One day.
That's right. So a little bounce in her step. Okay. Shout out supper.
All right.
You know.
Good for her. Shout out to all the teachers out there. Boy, you did the damn thing. Some of you didn't, but most of you did.
Yep.
You did the damn thing. You didn't get paid enough for it, and we love you. That's it. That's all. That's all I want to say.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our preschool teachers got a little... little nice thing coming their way tomorrow as we thank them for a year with my two and a half year old. A lot of diapers they changed.
Oh.
I get the updates. Sometimes.
Do you really? Yeah. What are their analytics on this or something? What's she averaging per day?
She's probably 2.6 a day.
Good Lord.
And you know, if she can hold the PU till she gets there, makes me happier.
Yeah, no, that I get that.
Sometimes she'll hit me with the two piece before I drop her off.
All right. I didn't need all that analytics.
I had more.
But anyway, yeah, thank you to all of the teachers out there for another school year. Yes, some of you are not great at your job, but most of you are, and all of you are underpaid, and it's completely lame, and it seems like not only are you underpaid, but every year you're forced to fight for the little bit that you do get. I mean, has anybody ever gone through a school year where at the end of the year, the teachers are not on the sidewalk across the street from the school as people are leaving, handing them little notes and things like that, asking for, oh, will you please email the district office and this, that, and the other so we can fight so that we can go from 4% to 4.1%. It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know what the whole, this is, and again, I'm a child of like teachers. This is what my parents did.
Son of a teacher.
That's right.
You son of a teach.
It's what they did. And it's in, and you know, I watched my dad go to school 5 days a week and teach high schoolers, come home for two of those 5 days, eat dinner, and then go splash some water on his face and drive up to CSM so that he could teach at the junior college level. And he did that so that, you know, with, that we had enough money. That's what he did.
Yep.
And he shouldn't have had to do that, but he did. And I get it. But I don't know, man. I wish there was some way for us to sort of reallocate the way that we go about doing all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You and I sit here every day talking about athletes who make $59 million a year.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. Looking at you right now, buddy.
That's right.
53 average annual.
That's right.
You know what the Oakland Unified starting salary is? Probably less than 50 grand.
Less than 50?
I would have to double check, but it's down there. And I know that when my kids, my first two went through, first week of school, you get the note from the teacher and it's, hey, anything you can do, we need pencils,
right.
We need paper, we need crayons. And so, you know, we having a little bit more means than some other people, you go to CVS and you drop $100 and you give these poor teachers materials so they can teach your kid.
Right, because a lot of times they got to go out there and get it themselves.
Right.
And a lot of them do it. So anyway, just hope each and every one of you, especially at 3:23 this time of year, maybe you're on your way home right now. And I hope that every teacher feels seen and heard, because you guys are just absolutely the most vital thing out there. And it's an underappreciation sensation.
No doubt.
Is what it is.
Yeah. 3 years ago, it was 52 grand in OUSD. So that means now it's probably 48 grand.
That's called poverty in this city.
Correct.
That's called poverty.
Anyway, reacting to the news of the day.
Exactly.
Ricky Pearsall with a tweet.
Well,
it's the hammy.
And then there's also this. Kyle Shanahan spoke and he addressed this. And I think this might be the overarching theme of the offseason, if I may. I think the number one thing that people feel good about is we're about to go through the J months without any drama, no contract drama. So Kyle was asked how that helps and affects the team this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had a number of contract holdouts last year, and I think we've had a couple before that. But we've always had a real good turnout for OTAs and for our offseason. I mean, we're a team that, you know, usually have like one or two maybe with contracts and one or two who got other stuff going on. But I think our attendance has always been real good. The contract stuff gets made a big deal. It's always annoying when it goes into camp, and especially when you're going into a first week and stuff like that. But that's not something that really affects the team right now. It's cool that we don't have any of those on the horizon, though. So, you know, there'll be no hiccups in the future.
It's interesting. Kyle made this about attendance, and I don't think for fans it's about attendance. I get why where he's coming from. He's like, yeah, you know, because these coaches are so nuts and bolts, right? Is he here or is he not here? If he's not here, then we're going to coach people who are here. And then we're going to get in there, we're going to wake up tomorrow and do it again. It's like, no. This stuff, as much as you want to tell us, oh, it doesn't, next man up, it doesn't affect it. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There is an emotional side to life. And you will never convince me that what Brandon Ayuk and the Niners conducted last year didn't bleed into everything. Everything that went on with this team had something to do with and was affected by that situation. So I'm glad the reporters pushed him a little bit more and said, hold on, I get the attendance part of it, but what about the emotional side of what this creates for the team this offseason?
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before, and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are. And a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here and it'd be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up and they've all been working. And to me, that's something I really appreciate and know I got the right guys.
That's a pretty interesting statement.
Right. And it should be the way. If it was not right. The way off of 6-11, then maybe we have some culture and some locker room issues. If you go 6-11 and you aren't thinking, you know what, I get an extra 5 weeks off that I don't want, I'm going to bust my hump to make sure I am absolutely locked in and ready on forget day one, day zero, because darn it, I don't want to go 6-11 again.
I don't want to be one of these media members. I'll never know what the physical toll is of being in the NFL. But my first reaction is, I don't care if you went to the Super Bowl. Kyle has to call people
and beg
and ask them to show up. Even if you went to the Super Bowl, this is 3.5 months later. You don't just come because you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to be there.
Yes, but sometimes you don't come because you want fresh money in your deal, and sometimes you don't come because, you know, they say they don't want me, and you're up for a new contract, and, you know, all the rest of the other things that are me, they're personal, me-based. And I think when you come off a Super Bowl, you're more likely to think about the I, me, mine part of it. Those are three of the words I try not to use ever. I, me, mine.
I, me, mine?
Yes. Like, it's me, it's mine. If you're making a lot of I, me, mine statements, that tends to be of a selfish nature. Hmm. And when you're on a 53-man football team, it needs to be we, ours, us. And that's where Kyle, I think, is saying, like, it feels like everybody came in because we want to be better. This season is ours, and it's all about us.
That's an interesting statement. I mean, he doesn't say that unless that's been a part of his past, right? Call and beg people to show up? Can we hear that again? I want to hear this again.
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are. And a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here and it to be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up and they've all been working. And to me, that's something I really appreciate and know I got the right guys.
I don't know why this is hitting me that way. You just say it twice in the last 20 seconds. Is that really the way it normally goes? You have to call people. Hi, this is Kyle and stuff. I just want to remind you that work started yesterday and you're not here. And I'd like to beg you to be here. Please, please be here. Would you please be here? Because you're on the team and we pay you a lot of money. And you haven't taken a hit in 3.5 months. Please come. Please come to Santa Clara. We'll send a map and every, like, please be, really? Is that how this normally works?
Coming off a Super Bowl where you have disappointment and you've got some players who are probably still feeling like they're not ready to come back. I still want some offseason. I don't know which individuals he would be addressing, but just looking at this year's off-season workout program, the first day is April 22nd. So you go from the Super Bowl mid-February to the first day of showing up 2 months later, that might feel a little bit quick. And this year, when you have 5 weeks more off, now all of a sudden you got 3.5 months. So I'm not saying that it's justified, but the fact that he laid it out like that, I see the positive in his message, but also it did catch me a little off guard, like, his use of beg. I had to call guys and beg them. Please. I mean, Trent, I'm on my hands and knees here. Trent, can you please show up? Please?
That's good, man. It's good. It's good. You know, I know that over the last couple of years, the word vibes has been both a good and a bad thing in Bay Area sports. You know, you think about it. I remember the start of last year's training camp, and there was a lot of talk about bad vibes. But then the Warriors started, and everyone was like, the vibes are immaculate. Oh, the vibes. And then they were 12-3, and you're like, yeah.
Look at how about those, them vibes?
Look at those vibes. See, this is what vibes looks like. And then they lost all of their games. Then they just started losing almost all of their games. And all of a sudden, it was like, why are we... You know, I remember even Guru one time, he screamed it. He's like, I don't want vibes, I want wins. right? And
the
so,
vibes changed, though, not only because of the losing, but Melton got hurt.
Yeah.
And then
Melton.
You know, well, I think he was part of the vibes.
He's a very, yeah, and he's a good player.
And the fit was there. And then slow-mo, Kyle Anderson was suddenly shuttled to the end of the bench. Yeah. And so, you know, you're playing 13 guys. And if you're playing 13, then three are unhappy and you're not winning. So I do think that some of the vibes were, you know, because of the roster construction, but also some of the injuries and the losing.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. It's just one of those things. That, I mean, the Giants, I heard it during spring training all month long. Oh, they're immaculate. The vibes, this team digs each other, and then they come out and they start winning baseball games right away, walk-off fashion all over the place, and you're like, hey, 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 how about some how are the vibes now? How are we doing?
I wonder.
How was that plane flight to Miami?
Probably quiet.
Yep.
Quiet.
Yep.
Although, you have an off day in Miami, so I'm sure your dauber wasn't down too long.
Well, and the players don't, they don't treat this the same way we do, because I don't think that they would live. I mean, they would, you drive yourself nuts if you go on the emotional ride that we do.
Yeah.
Because we're fans, we're not living it, and they, of course, are sitting there having a, I don't want to just say deeper understanding of what's going on, but also, like, yeah, they know the real story. Like Willie Adames right now, if you sat down next to him, you're like, what's going on, man? Like, he wouldn't just be like, well, I suck. It's crazy. I used to be able to hit a ball, and now when I swing, it always misses. It's the weirdest thing. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't say that. There'd be a story there. There'd be a, well, here's what's going on with me right now. Here's what I'm working on. And so maybe it's a little easier for them to not ride that roller coaster. They've got a whole summer of this. You play every day. That's the way baseball players think. When something crappy happens, hey, go to bed, dude. You wake up tomorrow, you probably got another chance to try again and switch it. But I don't know. It's just one of those words. It's great. You love having great vibes, but those vibes last as long as you're getting a few wins, or else it's almost going to actually serve to bother the fans. Fans don't want just a great clubhouse. Like, Adames is the perfect example of what we're talking about, actually, right? Mr. Clubhouse guy. He's nothing but vibes. Well, how long does vibes last? When you get a negative war, I don't want vibes. I want doubles.
Yeah.
I'd like some doubles.
But I think if we take vibes and we go back to the Niners last year, the vibes were off from the offseason all the way through with Brandon Ayuk and the way he went about his contract negotiation. That was not very vibe friendly. Trent Williams, with the tragedy that befell both of his twins, one right away when the season was getting started, and he had the holdout before that. And you had Christian McCaffrey with bilateral Achilles tendonitis, where he was not 100% himself. Ricky Pearsall gets shot, and Charvarius Mooney Ward goes through his tragedy. So it was almost impossible to vibe it up. And even when you get to the Debo Tabor Pepper incident and eventually the Devondre Campbell I quit situation,
dude.
Dre Greenlaw couldn't play all year. So in terms of the vibes, yeah, 6-11 is not very vibe friendly, but that was a shipwreck from March on.
Dude, do you know, I read something.
Did I leave anything out?
No, well.
On bad news?
No, you didn't, except for maybe one thing that I didn't even know about. And I wonder if you, I'm glad you brought this up, because this, I've been meaning to ask some other people about this. Grandy Lucas, maybe you heard it. I wonder, how does this grab you? I was reading something from Eric Branch last week with regard to the Niners, and he made a reference to the fact that George Kittle was asked about Fred Warner playing on a broken ankle. And I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'll paraphrase. And George's response, because he apparently was playing with a broken rib. We didn't know that, though.
Wow.
And George made a comment of like, well, everybody out here plays hurt, and not all of us tell you about it. And I was like,
Oh. That's the classic Willard. Oh.
Is it?
Oh, you almost did a Dave Fleming there. Huh.
So, like, it makes you go, George, Fred, y'all good?
Shots fired?
I mean, it felt that way. It felt like he was, And I can understand this in a football locker room, even though that's excessive. Like, Fred is playing on a broken ankle. But yeah, on the other hand, we never hear about that stuff until the year is over. We never do. You know what I mean? I found this out literally just a number of weeks ago, that what Kyle Harrison was going through last year was unbelievable. And in fact, I know that he looks at it as a mistake, like he should have just shut himself down. And everyone wanted to know, why is his fastball only going 92 miles an hour? Yeah. Well, he was hurt.
Was it shoulder? Was it?
There was a bunch of stuff.
Elbow, yeah.
There was leg stuff that happened when he was working out, and it messes with your mechanics. And when you're an elite level pitcher, your mechanics can mean 5 miles an hour like that.
Yep.
And so he couldn't get it right. And then all offseason, he gets healthy. He starts the year in the minors, and poof, now he's throwing 97 again, and he's back in the rotation. But we didn't hear about it at the time.
Right. And football has that badge of honor, the code, where you don't talk about your injuries. If you're injured, you don't play. And if you play, well, then you're not injured. And that is kind of, I think, the nature of football and the tough guy sport. And Fred Warner, yeah, it got out that he played with a broken ankle. Just looking at his snap count, he led the team in snaps.
Yep.
He played 93.5% of all defensive snaps. George Kittle with the broken ribs played 75% of the snaps. But he's not always going to be out there because sometimes, you know,
right.
You do need to go he's four wide end. Receivers yeah. if you're losing. Right. But, you know, both those guys played through injury and both played a ton.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, how does this grab you? This just came in on the text line. It's kind of a perfect question for you, maybe more so than me. Or not a question, it's a statement, really. 925, this is why it gets harder and harder to be a fan. Because these guys make more and more money, but work less and less.
I don't know if I necessarily see it that way. Like, in the NBA, sure, we can look at that. And
but do you feel that way, that right now it's harder to be a fan, or it's getting harder and harder to be a fan?
I don't think so when it comes to the money. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. If you don't pay Brock Purdy $53 million a season, are tickets going to be cut in half? Of course not.
No.
There's a market, and enough fans show up to pay what you have to pay to go there. You pay for parking and the rest of it. So the money that they make, sometimes I'm gobsmacked at the numbers. Like, when Brock Purdy's going to get $265 million, and I think about how many years I'd have to live my life to accumulate that, making what I make. And it's like, oh, okay, that's a couple lifetimes there.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it like that. The NBA is the one where it does get a little curious, where, you know, you've got a guy making $50 million and he's going to play 60 games and he's going to get load managed. And that's where sometimes, and I understand that you play better when you actually follow the science. That makes sense. But
well,
that's where, you know, you start to think, okay.
Okay, but I would bet, and I have no idea, 925, your phone number. I don't know how old you are. I would bet you've lived a little, though.
Yep.
Because if you're saying it like that, and here's why I bring it up, I think we at least got to enter into that conversation, us, like our perspective. You would never, again, I have an 11-year-old at home who, I have to hide the remotes because it doesn't matter what sport. He gets home from school, Dad, right? The beepity bops are playing the doopity doops, and I'm on channel 1000, and I got.
Will he even get into like cornhole? Dude, and
the guy will watch anything. He'll watch
Ultimate
anything.
Disc, and
he is not having a hard time being a fan at all.
Right.
I don't even know if he knows what the hell people make.
Of course not.
And even if I told him, he would just.
He doesn't have any perspective.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's why that comment catches my attention. I wonder how some of y'all feel about that. 888-957-9570. We could take some calls on that. Is it getting harder to be a fan because of this? I mean, the basis of the conversation was the idea of Kyle Shanahan saying that he's happy this offseason because he didn't have to call and beg people to show up.
Right.
Now, maybe he's being a little sarcastic. I don't really know if he's ever had to do that in the past, but like, is that how we feel? Is it getting harder and harder to be a fan?
Not for me. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the structure of a football offseason is either, you know, voluntary stuff or organized team things. And, you know, it's not all like we need to have you here. Now, you get to camp, you want everybody in camp, and that's in the end of July. But even like this mini camp, and you got OTAs, organized team activities. You know what that is for your son? That's called a field trip. When you have an organized team activity, so yeah, there's benefit to it, but I don't think that just because a guy's making a ton of money that he's got to absolutely be there every day.
I'd love to some more stuff coming in on this, actually, that we can work through. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Is it becoming harder and harder to be a fan? 888-957-957. We'll take some calls on this. Bunch of texts coming through on this. This is what...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Well, I was on hold and waiting for you guys to talk to me. Jaden Daniels is FaceTiming me, so I had to tell him, oh, I got to go on this show. I'll get back to you when I get off the show. So,
come on, coach.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, that was before Jaden Daniels was a star. He was an early draft pick, but he wasn't yet.
Yeah. It was after you and I had become stars, though, so Herm made the right choice.
At the time.
Hello.
Is Jaden Daniels offensive rookie of the year? He was, right? He had to have been.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I remember him winning that award, but I just feel like he should have.
Was he the O'Roy?
Offensive rookie of the year? He had to be, right? Jaden Daniels? He was incredible. Somebody looked that up.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
At that point, he was already the Heisman winner. I mean, that's the biggest star of the college.
I'm not saying we didn't know who he was talking about. Like, we'd heard of him and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, confirmed.
Okay.
Confirmed. He was the O'Roy.
510 texted in and said, Willard, can you please repeat the GK quote? And what this texter is referring to, GK is George Kittle. And I did now search out the quote because we're talking about the vibes of the off season, and you went through all of the things that went wrong last year.
Missed a couple.
A long, long list. And I recalled reading 3 days ago from Eric Branch in the Chronicle, and I have now found the article, and this is what he said. Because, by the way, the reason for this article was vibes are immaculate. Like, here's the headline, 49ers vibes are elite and immaculate during their summer camp offseason. And this is off comments that George Kittle recently made at the Dwight Clark Legacy event in San Jose. So he's talking about how great things are. Eric starts writing about how things were last year. And he says, there's one paragraph where he writes, there were also subtler signs of disconnect. After linebacker Fred Warner told reporters that he was playing with a broken bone in his ankle, Kittle, who was quietly playing with a broken rib, noted that, quote, everybody is dealing with something and not everybody shares it all the time, end quote, when asked about Warner's toughness.
Well, there you go. There you go. I mean.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that is a relationship ender, but.
No, not at all.
One thing about George Kittle is he will speak his mind. Yep. He's very frank, and that is, you know, that's a direct comment of like, yeah. In other words, you read between the lines and it's, don't talk about it. If you're playing, and I do think that's the code.
Maybe.
If you're on the field, then you're playing football. And so, yeah, everybody's going through something. But if I'm Fred, I'm thinking our defense is getting criticized. I don't have Dre Greenlaw. We can't really stop the run. And I'm out here on a broken ankle. What do you want from me, guys? I'm playing with a broken ankle.
Well, and I could also hear in my mind, I could hear George saying this more than one way. Like, I know it reads as if he's like, hey, we're all hurt, and bleep that Fred guy for telling all of you. I doubt that he actually meant it that way. But when the media runs up on a guy who's got a broken rib, okay? Imagine it now. You got a broken rib. You're a battering ram out there as a tight end. And everyone runs up to you and goes, isn't Fred so tough? Did you hear about Fred? Fred's got a broken bone in his body, George. And George is sitting there with a broken bone in his body. Isn't Fred amazing, George? Can you believe that Fred would do something like that? What are you going to say in that moment? And I guess George, in a way, the quote is like, we're all kind of tough. We're all kind of like, yes, Fred is tough. We all are, but you don't know about all of us. I think that'd be my guess is sort of the vibe of what he threw out there. But it doesn't read great in terms of the way the Niners were all feeling about each other last year.
Right, and that's fair to do. And I just was trying to remember when he actually broke his rib. And according to a quick Google search, it was in the New England game where Kittle missed a game. And then he plays against New England, breaks his rib. The next week, 8 catches for 64 and a touchdown. Then he goes 5 and 2 touchdowns. He played the next 6 games.
You ever had a broken rib?
No, Mark.
I've heard it is absolutely terribly painful.
And I'm sitting here in a comfy chair with a poncho on talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
And if I broke a rib, I'm not coming to this job.
Oh, hell no.
Let alone run around with 11 grown men who are going to target your rib and try to tackle you? No, thanks.
Grandy had a hangnail and missed a week and a half.
Yeah,
you
right?
Believe this guy?
Please. I was on my deathbed.
I know you were.
Poor guy.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Listen to some of these texts, though, that have come in on this. 925, I'm getting tired of how much money the top players on all the pro teams are getting today, and it is discouraging, but I still keep watching. 916, it's easier to become a fan. It's harder to stay a fan. NIL, free agent, cost, salary caps, etc. 510, I'd argue that the athletes nowadays work harder. The prep work and getting their bodies ready for a season is work that we as fans don't see.
These players have the ability to work on their body in the off season. If you go back to the 60s and 70s and you were an NFL player, you had a second job in the off season. You either worked at a car lot selling used cars, or you did construction. You did something. So yeah, these players have the luxury and the ability to work on themselves in the offseason, whereas their predecessors did not.
I love this point. 925, maybe there's so much animosity toward players these days because fans have too much access and can't just enjoy watching them play anymore. I've long had a daydream about this. I don't really care. It's fine. I think it's part of the intrigue of it. But I do wonder how sports would be different if we didn't know what anybody made.
Yeah.
I think it'd be, right? Think of all of the discussion that would lickety-split go away. So I don't think leagues want that. They love the discussion. But it's just something I've always chuckled at, and you and I have had this conversation because I don't know what you make, and yep, you don't know what I make.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either. I don't know what anybody makes here. I have no clue,
no clue
what anybody makes here, and that makes this a normal American office.
Yes and no. Like, I could go right now and...
I mean, we know what teachers make because they actually put... Well, they put it online.
Like, and government employees,
yes,
as well.
Exactly.
So I have a couple of former coworkers, colleagues, who work for BART as BART spokespeople.
Okay.
And so I was just, you know, I had a little daydream the other day, and I'm like, I wonder what they make. And so I Googled it, and I was like, oh, okay. I see what you make.
They're doing good?
They're doing just fine.
All right.
They're doing just fine.
More than teachers, huh?
Yeah. And it's public record. A lot of these things,
sure,
it's public record. So it's not just endemic to pro sports.
No, but nobody else, like it's not a subject matter, quite frankly, in almost any other job.
Just take Brock Purdy for an example. If we didn't know dollar values and the Niners just came out and said, yeah, we signed Brock Purdy to 5 more years. He's going to be our quarterback for 6 more years. I do think that the anti-Brock camp would have less fangs,
yeah,
to be mad at it.
That's it.
You might be able to say, he's not, I don't think he's good enough to be here that long, but it wouldn't be like $265 million.
Right.
And Barry Zito, when he made $126 million, I was working with a guy named Gary Radnich at the time. And
I heard of him.
He did not only shows or weeks or months, but basically the whole 7 years. $126 million. Because that was, at the time, an astronomical,
yeah,
number.
Yeah, but what did Gary make?
I think $125 million.
Okay. That's what I'm... Yeah, he was doing all right.
But, I mean, the fact that Zito made that affected the way people thought about him as
for
a giant.
For sure it does. For sure it, yeah, does. And I'm more on the side where I kind of dig, like, leave some to the imagination. You know that Cabo trip that we went on a couple of weeks ago? 7 couples. We all are turning 50 this year, my best high school friends in the world, and we're all still very, very close. And now we're 50. So everybody's sitting around the table, and you're just, one of the things that comes up is, how's work? And you, like, the flight home, I mean, I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder how much, because there's some dudes that are doing really well.
Of course.
Like, a couple of them are doing, woo.
And nobody just, like, straight flexed on it.
Nobody knows.
Had a down year this year, only made 1.6.
No, but you daydream. You're like, I wonder, like, is it 7 figures? Is it just like high 6? I mean, they're doing really, really well. But I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah. And at the end, I don't really care. I don't ask for them to pay for dinner or anything like that. We all paid our equal share on this trip. But
you got some people who are making some serious figures.
We got some people who are doing real well.
Making some figs, yeah.
There's
no doubt.
There's a company that's actually pretty big in this city that everybody knows. And one of the guys on that trip is real high up in that company. He's real high up.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Probably on the 71st floor of that building.
Well, he doesn't even live here. They just FaceTime.
I gotcha.
He just live wherever the hell he wants.
I don't even care where that building is.
I like something to be said for leaving a little bit to the imagination, right?
Yeah, I'm with you, but I mean, we are so far down the rabbit hole on this and beyond the pale. And I wonder if we could figure out when it actually started, when you found out how much guys made. It goes way back, but
well,
And then,
yeah, I have no idea. I mean, it's as long as I can remember.
Right.
And I know free agency, the idea of that in baseball, what, started in
was 70s, it, I believe.
70s or 80s, Curt Flood, right? Yeah. I mean, it was somewhere right around when I was born. So it's always been this way, where you kind of have an idea of what dudes are making. But on some level, it wasn't a big deal until it became a tremendous, tremendous deal. Even some of the guys who were making like, do you remember what Bonds signed for when he came to the Giants?
It was like a five-year, $25 million deal.
Oh, I think it was more than that. Will you look it up, Grandy? I think it was a six-year, $42 million deal. That's what I'm going to guess. So $7 million a year. Barry Bonds to the Giants. 6 years, 42. That's what I remember.
43.75.
43.75.
Yep.
When was it, 6 years?
Yep, 1993.
There you go.
Good memory.
There you go. There you go. And back then, you're like, oh, damn.
30 years later, Juan Soto will earn 17.5 times that amount.
Exactly.
Juan Soto.
Exactly. So do you let that get to you or not? Like, I'll be straight honest with you. I do not care. It does not get in the way of my fandom. I don't care. It's a marker to discuss when a bad contract is signed. That's for sure. For sure. If you sign someone to big money and it gets in the way of other things that you're doing and that player does not perform or play or any of that, that's, yes, we like have that discussion.
Yeah, because then your team is not as good because they paid a player who's not playing well all that money.
Right. But let's take Butler, for example. This doesn't even cross my mind. I do not care that he is making 50 some odd million. He walked in here and the Warriors went through the roof. So I'm like, pay him twice that. I don't care. It doesn't get in the way of my enjoyment at all.
For me, in a slightly different context when you talk about baseball, and it's the baseball rules that really annoy me, the fact that there is no cap. And so the Dodgers can defer $700 million of Shohei Ohtani and they can get all the good players because, fine, luxury tax will pay the penalty. So that, to me, becomes less appealing to be a fan. Because in baseball, you could look at 8 to 10 teams every single year. Oh, you have no shot. You have no shot because your payroll is $50 million and the Dodgers is $500 million. So that part of the money in sports, that does annoy me.
888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.